Translation by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. I repeat one more time. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, who could verily sanctify a place of pilgrimage just by their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrim's journey. Purport. When Maharaj Parikshit sat down on the bank of the Ganges, the news spread in all directions of the universe. And the great minded sages who could follow the importance of the occasions all arrived there on the plea of a pilgrimage. Actually, they came to meet Maharaj Parikshit and not to take a bath of pilgrimage, because all of them were competent enough to sanctify the places of pilgrimage. Common men go to pilgrimage sites to get themselves purified of all sins. Thus, the places of pilgrimage become overburdened with the sins of others. But when such sages visit overburdened places of pilgrimage, they sanctify the places by their presence. Therefore, the sages who came to meet Maharaj Parikshit were not very much interested in getting themselves purified like common men. But on the plea of taking a bath in that place, they came to meet Maharaj Parikshit because they could foresee that Srimad Bhagavatam would be spoken by Shukadev Goswami. All of them wanted to take advantage of the great association. Om Aganti Mirandasya Gnanangala Shalakaya Shakshurum Menita Mena Tasme Shigura Venama Chitanya Manobistam Stapitam Nina Botare Svayam Ropam Kadamayam Datati Svapadam Tikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Yuru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Kaluna Sindo Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Lade Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Karpataru Vyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I kindly request your blessing, all of you, that I can speak something relevant. Did not really have the time to properly prepare the class, so I will try to do whatever Krishna wants me to speak. So here, one word in the verse that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it's important, it's prayena. Prayena means almost. It seems like, Prabhupada explained, it seems that the duty of the Mahatma, the duty of the Mahanubhav, the great thinkers, those who can sanctify the universe, they are doing their duty not out of external Varnashrama duties, to take a bath, to visit a place of pilgrim mage, but all of these things are just only pretext to purify the whole planet. Wherever a great Vaishnava goes, even his footsteps are purifying the dust on the ground. The inhabitant of Vrindavan prays in that way, that Jayetite Dikam Janmana Vraja Shayata Indira Shajvadatra I. That means, my dear Krishna, this land of Vrindavan is exceptionally glorious. Why? Because your footsteps have been print on it. In the same way, because the Mahatma are following the footsteps of Krishna, and they walk into the same path, they walk into the same dust, they take the dust from Krishna, and then bring that all over the place, wherever they go. So there is this great verse quoted by Prithu Maharaj, which is connected to that, and it's Sama Sautama Shloke Mahan Mukachuto Bhavad Podam Boja Sudakana Lilaha Smritim Punavrismita Tadva Vartmanam Kuyoginam Novitarati Haram Vare. So basically, this verse means that the words of the pure devotees, they are taking the saffron dust particle from the feet of Krishna. We know that every morning we put saffron on the feet of Krishna, it's very cooling, and those particles we put on our head. Because there is tremendous effect of purification. One can just go back to Godhead like that. It's stated in Nectar of Devotion. So those saffron particles, they are taken by the words of a pure devotee. The words are taking the smell, the fragrance of those saffron particles of dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, and then bringing that into the ear of the auditors. And when the saffron particle goes, the smell, the fragrance, imbibe the senses of the conditioned souls, immediately they become purified. And immediately that verse stated that the remembrance is coming, and the conclusion, the correct conclusion comes. Before, our conclusion are mainly like this. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke Zvadi kratradishu boma ijadi. Yatirta buddhi nasalire rakarichij gnanesh vabideshu saeva gokara. So it means basically that when a conditioned soul do a pilgrimage, he goes to take a bath. He knows that his duty is to be purified. He doesn't want to go to hell. So he's preparing his future at least for that. And he tries to accumulate some pious activities. But the consciousness is mainly to be interested in self-gratification of the senses, in our own happiness. The materialist is like that. He can be pious, but his limited perception is not that I go to the place of pilgrimage to meet Ganesh Vabigeshu, those sages who are talking about the pastime of Krishna, who can impart in my heart the glories of Krishna and spiritualize my senses. when the smell of Krishna's lotus feet goes into one's senses, his consciousness is directly changed, even for the Atmaram. We have seen in the Srimad Bhagavatam the example of the four Kumars, and only by smelling their conclusion of life, their basic understanding of what is the highest happiness has been changed. So for a materialistic person, it's like that. I remember when Sutapa and me, we were going with Joe in Sankirtan in France. We have met one Muslim. And that Muslim were talking about the deity of Jaipur named Govinda Dev. And Govinda Ji, because he has been installed by Acharyas, the six Goswamis, basically there is tremendous spiritual potency emanating from these deities. And even someone who is a believer of Allah, the believer of the impersonal aspect of the Lord, he can feel the presence, the spiritual potency emanating from the deity. And that Muslim, since there, he was respecting Hindu tradition. He was respecting Vaishnava culture. Just because when he saw the devotion of the people of Jaipur, when he saw the power of the deity, he was sure that there was something genuine and special there. I don't know if you have ever been to Jaipur, but when I visited there, I can tell you those people are very special. This place is called Gupta Vrindavan. This is the hidden Vrindavan. And when you come, they all come to feed you. This is also how they change the consciousness. So, like the people of Jaipur, the people in Krishna consciousness, in ISKCON, they follow the same behavior. They try to, on a plea or on pretexting, to go on the street, to visit some place. They always taking advantage to purify people they meet. Sometimes the sages do not need to have any, to follow any rules and regulation. They do not need to visit Grihasthas, but they do so because they know that if they don't give their association, nobody can reach devotional service. It's impossible. So, a second word in this verse is punana. Punana means those who can sanctify. That means, basically, one is getting the Lord in the heart. So, we know in Bhagavad Gita, they are very dear to me. Those who Yaidam Paramam Guyam Mag Bhaktesh Vabidas Yati, those who preach my glories, Krishna says, they are dear to me. They are even the most dear. In the same way, the sages, because they wear the Lord, they wear the Lord in the heart, they know that their condition as a servant is to spread the glories of their master, of their beloved master. Krishna is Icha Pidanam Nija Pada Palavam. In his lotus feet, it means that all things are integrated. Sarvatmana Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukunda Paririchya Kartam. Whenever someone is serving, approaching Mukunda, the liberator, he does not need to serve independently the demigods. He does not need to serve independently his ancestors, his families, his children, the society, the nation, the sages. Do not need to do that. So, because by serving Krishna, every particle emanating from him are served. As soon as the Lord is pleased by the devotion of his devotees, everything impossible can become possible. And The devotee is like an engineer. Basically, he can use that electricity, that spiritual potency to transform matter. He can also, someone who is greatly, greatly covered, will not also, in the opposite way, be able to perceive the spiritual potency. It has been seen that, despite the fact that Hiranyakashipu had a saintly son like Prahlad Maharaj, he was not able to take benefit from the spiritual potency of his son. Why? Because he was so much covered that he was transforming spiritual energy into matter. For him, his consciousness was so deeply involved into material facts that he was conceiving the Lord and his devotees as materialist people, common people. So in this way, the spiritual potency unto such a person is diminished. There will be always an effect, of course. Otherwise, there is no possibility for us to improve. But our consciousness is the regulator, the button who will either take all or take aside what is necessary to get for ourselves to go into the spiritual world. So basically, what I want to say is, last time I was talking about Srila Shukadev Goswami, Man Mukachoto Amrita Dharava Samyutam. Shukadev Goswami takes the mango of Srimad Bhagavatam, he tastes it and that taste becomes sweeter. That's okay. But the thing is, we have to understand how it functions also. The sages, when they go into a place of pilgrimage, they are not going on their own. They have duties to fulfill. And what are those duties? Those duties are to satisfy the parampara, their predecessors, the spiritual master. In the same way, the fruits of Srimad Bhagavatam has been passed from one branch to another. Vyasadev was the main branches. Shukadev took that mango of Srimad Bhagavatam. He heard from Vyasadev the pastime in the glories of the Lord. And after Vyasadev gave that to Parikshit Maharaj, and so on like this until it comes to us. Though from branches to branches, a mango is very a delicate fruit. So if we do not want to make it destroy, that means from going to the Vedic scriptures up to the ground into our hand, it should go branches by branches. That means it should go by predecessors, by the acharyas. So the hearing will determine the association of our devotees, of the devotees. Hearing will determine how we are able to take association. It's not by eyes that we can take association of devotees. It's by mainly hearing and following their instruction. So, that mercy that we will receive will be imparted in our heart. What does that mean? That means not only when we perform devotional service, Krishna is there in our heart or in the heart of the devotees, but the guru, the parampara is there in their heart also. That's an important fact. Prabhupada used to say that we, when he was traveling alone, he was saying we, my spiritual master and me. He does not see himself alone. Because by following the instruction of his guru, he was able to get the potency of Krishna. He was able to be connected to Krishna. That means when we act under the jurisdiction of a sadhu, of a guru, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Goranita, Ki! When we do some service, we have to take shelter of a guru, of a sadhu, Prabhupada, for the non-initiate. But that means I'm not acting on my behalf. Whatever devotional service I do, I give the fruits to my spiritual master. I act as a servant. I'm not acting on my behalf. When you go to a council of important person, there is a great guard, a bodyguard, who allows one to enter or not to enter. So, if he doesn't really know you, you may wait a long time before to go into that great council in order to see Krishna. But if you go with a paper, even if you go, if you don't respect the queue, and you show that paper to the bodyguard, he may let you go and pass and bypass everyone. In the same way, if you want to advance spiritually fast, you should act on behalf of the spiritual master. Whenever you do some devotional service, you should get a word from him that you are acting on his behalf. Like this, Krishna will take easily your devotional service. So, yale deka tare ka Krishna upadesh, ana amara guru ana tarai desh. Whenever you follow my instruction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm here to help you to go beyond the material modes of nature. In that way, we have always the Lord Guru Gauranga in our heart and the Parampa to be helped in our devotional service. In this way, we will be able to receive many mercies. And in this way, we will be able to sanctify the places. So I want to add something important. It's really important. I think this is the main point of today. Tadvag vipravo, tadvag vishargo, tadvag vishargo, janataga vipravo. Yasmin prati abadavati api. I don't know. Yes. Namani anantasya yashon kitanyat grinanti gayanti grinanti grinanti sardava. Sorry for that. My memories are some deflect. So, basically, in this verse, tadvag Vishalgo Janataga Viplavo, there is one important word, and this is revolution. And revolution is Viplavo. Revolution means revolution, used to say Indra. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati will add that in order to do revolution, in order to do a pure devotee, in order to become that person who can sanctify places wherever you go, You need to shed galleons and galliards of blood. What does that mean? Sounds critical. That means we can see first that it can mean that like Arjuna, we should be ready to kill for performing devotional service favorable to Krishna, if it's his will. But mostly, Vaishnava slim personalities, you know. They will not do a good warriors. In this way, when communists were preaching to the disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was saying to the communist, don't try to get my disciples into your army. You look at them, they are just weak. Don't use them like this. Let them just preach. This is their mission. This is their war. That means the war of a Vaishnava is not generally a physical war. The war of a Vaishnava is the war by the words. The war by the words has begun by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was in front of the Chankasi, the revolution was there already, 500 years ago. That means Gaudiya Vaishnavism is also based on revolutionary activities. Revolution means I change the conception of life of people. When in the history there were revolution, it always begin by propaganda. And sometimes you can notice that Prabhupada calls his books propaganda. When we distribute books, we do propaganda. That means we are trying to instigate a revolution into the society. Prabhupada used to say, if they would know that what there is in those books, they would maybe kill me. Yes, because the revolutionary activists generally put their life into great danger, into great risk. The same way, one day, in the Pandal of Calcutta, or Bombay, I don't remember precisely, but there were the Naxalists. It was in the 70s, the late 60s. And the Naxalists were the communist activists who were working with some agenda to change India into a communist country. So all the communists were acting in order to impart that philosophy. They were threatening influential people. Violence. But not only that. They were also corrupting influential people. When they came to see Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, make them chant Hare Krishna on the stage. But the activists were not so inclined to chant Hare Krishna. They were more inclined to burn the stage. And they were sending threat to Prabhupada. Fly or die. It was like that many times. But Prabhupada says, I will not stop. Arrange a meeting between them and me. So they met in a tent, almost privately. The police was not able to do anything because corruption, because power of the activists, like this. It's going on nowadays, like that also. But it's more capitalist now. But it's still the same thing. So as Prabhupada, we will follow this example. And that example at that time where Prabhupada says, I'm also a communist. But my communism is taking everyone. Everyone bringing to the central headquarters of Krishna consciousness. For you, materialist communist, you think that the state should possess everything. But as long as people, they think that they have something is belonging to them, there will be always confrontation, there will be always competition for accumulation. So there will be always violence, and stability for peace will not be there. So Prabhupada started to explain that. And finally, those Naxalists were ultra-violent. They're already burned by the past people. They agreed to let Prabhupada do his preaching. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say, we don't need to change our predication, because if you say the words as they are, if you preach the philosophy as it is, of course with intelligence, but as it is, money and followers will come automatically. You don't need to do separate endeavor to bring new people. You don't need to talk about astrology, Ayurveda. You just need to speak about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the only goal and as the only happiness. And in this way, people will be attracted. You know why? Because you are punana. You are able to sanctify them by your presence. And that spiritual potency they will feel. And that spiritual potency will be the proof of your words. By hearing, they will change. In the Jaladutta, after many heart attack, Prabhupada was reading those verses from the Bhagavatam, and they are quite fitted for today. Srinivasa Vakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam. Ready on the. You are the pandit today. Ridiantato Yabadani Vidunati Surit Satam. Like this. That means by hearing Krishna Kata, the heart becomes purified. He goes to the mode of goodness. And after the mode of goodness, he goes to the mode of pure goodness. And the knot of material attachment is severed. And from that, the soul becomes liberated. So, coming back to the point of revolution, of having the Guru in our heart, of having the predication intact, keeping that intact, we have to understand that Prabhupada was preaching to influential people. I was reading a little bit Prabhupada Lilamrita a few days ago, and I read that Prabhupada, he suggested to Nehru, one Indian prime minister, that he should be elected as a spiritual minister. The government should create a minister of spirituality, and he should be the minister. Prabhupada was so bold. He didn't fear anything. He was sending letter to Gandhi. My dear Gandhi, what you are doing is useless as long as you do not preach Krishna, the glories of Krishna. He was sending letters to influential people like the governors, and he was sending them those facts. Why do you still beg from the Occidentalist to be independent? The wisdom of India is the Gyanadipeta Basvata, the torch of knowledge of the whole world. From that torch of knowledge, everything can be solved. Ignorance can be removed. You think that by following the modern progressive society of the Westerners, you think that by making roads, by turning horses into cars, by turning visits into Zoom conferences, you think by wearing jeans instead of dhoti, by making women attractive and sensual publicity with women instead of Bhagavad Katha. The daily Bhagavad Katha there were in those times in India. You think by chanting mundane music instead of Hari, Bhajan, you think that people will be happy. But Prabhupada says, you are totally wrong. And he was sending that. He was not usually receiving many replies. But actually, did he ever stopped? Never stopped. Even if he has no reply, even if the chance to change the world was so small, he was still conscious that by the words of the spiritual master, by following the instruction of the Parampara, by satisfying Lord Guru Gauranga and Krishna, he was able to do the greatest thing for the humanity. So basically, I will end on this. Welfare activities is only purifying by our association. That means to be compassionate means to be able to give the greatest value who can stop the cycle of birth and death, and this is Krishna consciousness. As more as we advance, the more we are compassionate, actually. And the more we preach, the more it becomes actually contagious. So it's like that. So it will be all for today. And if you have some question, I'm glad to answer. Hare Krishna. Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a very nice class. I have a question in regarding to, like, how do we develop fearlessness? Like you said, that everything impossible becomes possible, but sometimes things just seem impossible for, like, mundane people like myself. So how do you develop that consciousness where you can see that everything impossible is possible?
So I recall one verse, and Bayan Vitya Vinibeshatasyad Ishadapestasya Vipayayo Smriti Tanmayayato Buja Bajetam Bhaktika Esham Guru Devatatma. That means that Bayam, fear, arises from the fact that we consider ourselves something else than servant of the Lord. Basically, when you have confidence in Krishna's lotus feet as the ultimate shelter for you, fear will not be there. So it's a matter of faith. And this verse is saying that the fact that we think ourselves independent, the fact that we have the opposite conception of life, that actually I can do something by my own, that will be the source of our fear. Sometimes, as we surrender into our spiritual life, of course it's hard to let go of the attachment, but even if we do so, Krishna is putting us into such situation that it's fear arising from doubt, from difficult situation, from offenses, and so on, from our own past lives, in the form of the thought of the mind coming and trying to divert from pure devotional service. All the things are there. But this verse is saying, Bhakti Kaisham Guru Devatatma, if you take shelter of your guru, of the Paramatma, Krishna in the heart, and if you consider them as the most valuable deity, you will be able to reinstigate your spiritual consciousness, and that means bayam, avidya, ignorance will be removed. So I know it sounds not so practical, but the process is such that by patience, utsan nichara daryat, patience is one of the three main qualities, Rupa Goswami says, nectar of instruction. By doing that patiently, you should see the result. You should see the result that the more I'm surrendering to Krishna, actually, my fear is changing. There will be maybe still some doubts, but those doubts will be dovetailed by Krishna's mercy. Krishna, we should be able to perceive how much Krishna is grateful for us, how much he's taking care of us in our day-to-day life, how much he's satisfying our desire. And the more we value him, the more we estimate him as a great friend, as a protector, the more we will have confidence and trust. And that faith will be the origin of this destruction of our fear. So, yes, we have to build that faith. I know, we would like more.
He says, someone asked a question, why do the living entities who are meant to serve the Supreme Lord proudly think themselves as doers? It is a fact that the living entity is neither the master nor the enjoyer, but because he has forgotten Krishna, his false ego has become prominent, and thus he thinks himself the master. The living entities are by nature the Lord's servant. As soon as they forget this, Maya captures and devours them. Unless one sees all objects in relation to the Lord, one cannot help but be misguided by the conception that he is the master. Then he suffers miseries as he busily serves matter. Devotees always serve the Supreme Lord. Their conviction that they are the Lord's servant is prominent in their consciousness. Non-devotees pretending to be masters of the material energy suffer only anxiety. Only those whose knowledge of transcendence has been awakened accept the service as masters. Glories are those who, rather than becoming masters, serve the Lord's devotees.
Yes, be sure that Krishna will take you from this world for internal enjoyment and sweet activities. But for that, you have to show also some of your faith, some of your strength. You should overcome fear during that lifetime, in order to get the gift of Krishna consciousness after that. I think this is just a little period of time of struggle comparatively to what will come. Keep that in mind. You want?
Yeah, maybe I missed it, but you were saying that there were two points of the gallons of blood, what it actually means. So one was that we should be prepared to fight like Arjuna and really shed our blood, and the other one is?
The other one basically is the Vaishnava is weak, physically weak. He performs many austerities generally. So by his words, like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was using the chopping technique, by his words he was cutting head. The head of the Mayavadis, the head of the materialist. Many blood everywhere, you know. People were fearing him, fearing his argumentation. People wanted to kill him. Especially when he was doing the Parikram Vrindavan, people with stones were throwing stones at his disciples, at Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Can you imagine such a shame? And he received many attempts to get killed by gunshot. Did he fear? No, he did not fear, because he was sure that by going open to Godhead, he would have a better life than in this material world. But he wanted to go back to Godhead. Actually, Prabhupada says that back to Godhead means, because I'm going back to Godhead, I want to take people with me. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was able to sacrifice himself and to take many risks, but he did not compromise. He was always using the chopping technique. And Prabhupada take that from him. We are not obliged to go on that way, but this is one great example that has been done. By the purity of the sadhus, they can be straightforward. That simplicity. So that revolution is by the revolution of the words I was saying. This is the second way. Like that. Okay, thank you everyone for your kind attention. One last question? You want? Okay, sorry. It's prasadam time, so if you want to take your prasadam before it disappears, you can take. I don't mind. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. It's just a comment that what before about the blood. It's like it takes energy and blood to come to Krishna. So that's what I heard as well. That it's energy spent. To seek.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not the matter of one life. It's the matter of many lifetime. In order for us to become first devotees, you know, in order to turn others into devotees. So, We should be understanding, like Paulan Maharaj was saying, Payena Devaya Svami Mukti Kam. Munaya Charanti Vijjani Napararta Nishta. Nayam Vadasya Vimumukshaiko. Nayam Charanam Brahmatonu Pashye. Basically, Paulan Maharaj saying that I don't need to wander the earth if I cannot save my the fallen souls of this world. I'm ready to come back in this world, life after life. This is also a prayer of the Shikshastra Kam. This is the prayer of Ainanda Tanja King Karam, Patitamam Vishave Bhavam Budo, Kripayatava Padapan Kajas, Tita Duli Sadisham Vichintaya. I'm ready to be a speck of dust into your lotus feet, my dear Lord. And for that I may come life after life, considering myself your servant. This is the progress of the Shikshastra Kam. It goes like that. So many, if we are ready to change ourselves, that means we should also be ready to change others. If he has to take one life, okay. If he has to take many more, why not? This is all for Krishna's pleasure, isn't it?
Yes.
Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.